2025 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 5. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Romans 8:10-11. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. In Romans 8:9 Paul says, "You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him." This verse indicates that the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of God who dwells in us that we may be in the Spirit. Paul used these titles interchangeably, indicating that the indwelling Spirit of life in verse 2 is the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit of the entire triune God. God, the Spirit, and Christ, the three of the Godhead, are all mentioned in verse 9. However, there are not three in us, there is only one, the triune Spirit of the triune God. The Spirit of God implies that this Spirit is of the one who was from eternity past, who created the universe and is the origin of all things. The Spirit of Christ implies that this Spirit is the embodiment and reality of Christ, the incarnated one. This Christ accomplished everything necessary to fulfill God's plan. He includes not only divinity, which he possessed from eternity, but also humanity, which he obtained through incarnation. He also includes human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. This is the Spirit of Christ in resurrection, that is, Christ himself dwelling in our spirit to impart himself, the embodiment of the processed triune God, into us as resurrection life and power to deal with the death that is in our nature. Thus, we may live today in Christ's resurrection, in Christ himself, by living in the mingled spirit. Today's reading. Romans 8:10 reveals that the Spirit of Christ is Christ in us to make our spirit life. In this verse the Spirit is not mentioned, for here the emphasis is that Christ today is the Spirit and that the Spirit of Christ is the very Christ in us. According to the fact, it is Christ, according to experience, it is the Spirit. In our experience of Him, He is the Spirit. In our worshiping of Him, calling on Him, and speaking of Him, He is Christ. We receive Him as our Savior and Redeemer, but He enters into us as the Spirit. As the Redeemer, He has the title Christ, as the Indweller, He has the title the Spirit. These are not two who dwell in us but one dweller in two aspects. Christ in you is the crucial point of the book of Romans. In chapter 3 Christ is on the cross, shedding his blood for our redemption, in chapter 4 he is in resurrection, in chapter 6 we are in him, now, in chapter 8 he is the Spirit in us. Now that we have Christ in us, though our body without is dead because of sin, our spirit within is life because of righteousness. Christ's coming into us as life exposes the death situation of our body. In our spirit is Christ the Spirit as righteousness, resulting in life, but in our flesh is Satan as sin, resulting in death. Although Christ is in us, our body is still dead because of sin. The indwelling sin has brought death to our body. However, we should not be troubled by our dead body, since our regenerated spirit is life because of righteousness. The indwelling Christ brings life to our spirit through righteousness. This righteousness is the righteousness of God, which is Christ. Christ is first righteousness to us, and then, because of this, He is life also to us. As long as Christ is in our spirit, Our spirit is life because of Christ as our righteousness. Now not only is the Spirit of God life, even our regenerated spirit is life. The Spirit who is Christ Himself is now life in our spirit. Therefore, our spirit becomes life. The indwelling Christ has brought life to our spirit. This is the end of today's morning revival.